Okay, serious question now. Why are we still so obsessed with zombies?
Welcome to Zombieland. It's a party. Go ahead, everybody dance to the draggy legs.
Zombies have been shambling along for at least a decade. Books, movies, TV shows, including the biggest basic cable hit in history. The Walking Dead's mid-season premiere comes up next weekend. NPR's Netta Ulaby tells us that zombies show every sign of continuing to occupy our brains.
You know the zombie apocalypse has hit a new cultural benchmark when a teenage heartthrob zombie on the Disney Channel starts dating a perky cheerleader.
My parents have always taught me that zombies are disgusting, dead-eyed freaks, but you're not hideous at all.
The Disney movie Zombies premiered last night. It's the second Romeo and Juliet zombie romance to come out in recent years. Bringing zombies into Disney, such a tightly controlled brand, was a challenge for Joseph Rosso, one of the movie's co-writers.
The biggest thing we thought was going to be a problem is, like, brains, that zombies want to eat brains. And we were going to, like, put our flagpole on that, like, zombies need to eat brains. That's just, like, part of the lore. It's so important. And Disney was like, of course they have to eat brains.
Son, try this. Brains in a can.
Disney wouldn't let its zombies really eat brains. The canned brains are vegan substitutes. Disney's a bit late to the zombie party, and around 10 more zombie films for grown-ups are supposed to come out this year, including next week's The Cured, starring Ellen Page.
There's so much chaos after the outbreak.
Why won't this zombie trend just die? I asked preeminent zombie scholar Sarah Juliet Lauro. She published her first academic paper on zombies more than a decade ago.
I never thought that 10 years later, the zombie would still be going so strong.
Back in 2007, Lauro made sense of the zombie craze by thinking of it through the economic meltdown. How zombies reflected our insecurities, our helplessness, our fragile safety net. Then, when President Obama got elected, she saw a kind of cultural backlash in the form of The Walking Dead.
Which has this sort of end-of-government fantasy where everybody's just on their own, and it really makes sense that you always had a gun in your basement because now you really need it, and you have redneck characters who are heroes.
I'm keeping this group together, alive.
The audience for The Walking Dead has fallen from its record-setting peak of a few years ago, but it still counts as a monster hit. Its spin-off, Fear of the Walking Dead, starts its fourth season this spring, and The Walking Dead still resonates.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
Nor is the world of publishing feeling zombie fatigue with such high-profile bestsellers as Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Author Justina Ireland has her own historical zombie novel coming out in April, and a theory about why they stay so popular.
Every day is a new and terrible terror, like, coming at you from the news, and it's just nonstop. I think people are feeling overwhelmed, and I think that's a great metaphor for a zombie invasion, right? Like, that is the iconic scene of a zombie, is the horde coming to overwhelm a town, or a mall, or, like, the handful of survivors.
Ireland would like to see more stories about zombies rooted in their actual mythology in the transatlantic slave trade. Haitian tales of the undead working in the cane fields are part of its history of oppression and revolution. Ireland's book is set during the U.S. Civil War. It's called Dread Nation.
The zombies really represent this idea of slavery and how we never really addressed it.
Yet it keeps rising up in our American unconscious, much like zombies rising from the dead, Ireland says. As for zombies' usefulness as metaphors,
zombies are just really freaking cool, and so it's really easy to talk about very difficult subjects when you just have this really cool, neat thing as the apparatus.
So it may be quite a while longer, Ireland says, until zombies as pop culture phenomena have been done to death.
Or undone.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
I mean, no one's gonna meet your eye.